Today, we're looking at how one town in Wisconsin responded to its first ever LGBT Pride event. Last year, Wausau held its first Event for Equality. It was the outcome of what was initially proposed as a first-ever Pride parade.
The community's response to that initial proposal was mixed. One of the aldermen representing downtown Wausau urged the community not to support what he called deviant behavior.
His remarks at a town meeting attracted national media attention, and in the wake of those comments, the man who initially proposed the parade canceled the plans. Instead, with a week's notice, Shannon Thomas, a leader within Wausau's LGBT community, organized a rebranded Event for Equality.
This year is the second year of the event, which will start in Marathon Park in Wausau tomorrow at noon. Joining us now from WPR Studio in Wausau is Shannon Thomas, the organizer of the Wausau Event for Equality. We also invited Alderman David Nutting to join the program. He declined. Shannon, welcome to Central Time.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for asking me to come on the show.
Well, I want to start by listening to the remarks that Alderman David Nutting made in reference to last year's event. Let's listen.
As the officially elected representative of Alderman of the 3rd District of the City of Wausau and the same district supervisor of Marathon County, State of Wisconsin, I represent an overwhelming majority of District 3 residents who oppose allowing a parade of deviant behaving individuals to be escorted by public law enforcement members through the very heart of our family-oriented city to a beautiful family-oriented public park, where no doubt their choice of indecent behavior will be on full display for influential children and the media to proclaim it worldwide. This isn't speech, this is behavior. I ask that all residents stay away from the parade, or if you do go, stand with your back to the parade of deviant behaving individuals. I respectfully ask for our various media outlets to pay little or no attention to the parade, just as you do to any other parade in this city. This parade does not reflect what the city of Wausau wants to be known by. And as the duly elected official of this district, that is the route as well as the ending, I must strongly state our district's opposition to this event.
Wausau Alderman David Nutting, last year, after a proposal for a Pride Day was floated in Wausau. Now, Shannon, let's get to you. Before we get to the backstory leading to the equality event that you ended up organizing, just what was your reaction hearing that from a political leader in your community?
Shock, anger, and surprise, and the immediate need to get something done and taken care of after hearing that statement. I couldn't believe that he would say that, but once he did, I was put into action.
Do you think he represents a current of opinion in Wausau? Is it just him, or did a lot of people feel that way at that point, do you think?
Absolutely not. I had I'm fairly active in the community, and I had many business owners, family members, members of our community approach me saying David Nutting did not represent them and their opinion. And clearly, with 1 week of organizing, I had over 400 people attend the Event for Equality last year. So that is a good sign that the majority of Wausau is not in agreement with him.
So the event that ended up happening and the event that was initially proposed are kind of two different things. What was the first you heard of an attempt to organize a Pride Day event in Wausau?
Well, we had heard something from a man named Dax Bouvier that he had put on Craigslist that he was organizing a Pride parade. I am a part of the LGBT community. I'm a pretty central figure, and we hadn't heard of him or this parade. We kind of thought it was just some hoax at first. Then these pink flyers started showing up around town proclaiming that the parade was happening and that 20-plus businesses were going to be involved. However, the only gay bar that we have in town hadn't even been approached. So we still kind of blew it off at this point. And even though the flyers were out, didn't think it was going to be a serious thing. And we were just going to kind of let it go to the wayside, and not a lot of people were planning to support it or be there. But after David Nutting released his comments, that's when the March for Equality spurred into action, and it did definitely become a big event.
Somewhere along the line, the still mysterious person behind the apparent attempt to have this Pride parade dropped his plans. What do you know about that happening?
Absolutely. Well, in order to have any event happen, you do definitely need insurance. And he had not paid for his insurance. And about a week before it happened, he said that, for my recollection, he said that because of the negative comments, he was withdrawing his Pride parade. However, he never did pay for the appropriate insurance for the event. And I can tell you that I really received very minimal negative comments when I did the planning myself. So I'm not quite sure where his comments were coming from.
So there you were. A parade, Pride, had been apparently planned and then abandoned. These comments had been made. You felt the need to still do something. Why was it important to you that something did end up happening on that day after all?
Well, I didn't know who this person was and what he had planned. And I am a central figure in the community. I'm a mother. I'm a homeowner. I'm an employee. And I'm also a lesbian. And I'm very proud of that. And I represent our family-oriented WASA. And so does my child. And I wanted to be sure that like-minded individuals had a voice in the fight for equality for people of all sexual orientations and gender identities. So I really, instead of just being a pride parade, I wanted to turn it into an equality march, where a lot of times, I think, especially in small towns, people don't realize how many people are affected by the discrimination against the LGBT community. And I really wanted to show that your coworkers, your neighbors, people you might not even realize really are affected by this. So I asked for a peaceful march. I used Facebook a lot, actually. That was my primary thing. Also released a press release and talked to the media a lot. They were wonderful with me. And we managed to round up over 400 people in a week.
You mentioned discrimination against the LGBT community in the WASA area. Have you personally encountered negative responses to who you are, to your family in WASA?
I have. I mean, I'm certainly an out individual, I do not hide that with any employers or anybody in my family. But, I haven't experienced as much as you may think, you know, from a small town. You may think that's just because you're a smaller town, you might be more sheltered, but really it's been overwhelming support. I have a wonderful church that accepts me for who I am, my family, my coworkers. It's just really finding your niche and educating and letting people know that just because we're part of the LGBT community, we're just like everybody else.
Would you want to share a story of what you have encountered? I know you're focusing on the positive there, but what kind of things might you run into from time to time?
I've had a few cowardly attempts of things yelled at my house from passing cars because I do have a pride flag that hangs out in front of my house. I had a couple of emails prior to the march last year. They weren't mean per se, but they were from religious figures in the community saying that it wasn't too late to redeem myself, and if I repented, I wouldn't go to hell and that sort of a thing. But most of all, except for the cowardly ones, it was respectful, and I understand that people are concerned and they have a message to deliver themselves, and I respect that. I just hope it will continue to be done in a peaceful manner.
Well, set the scene for us. You had a week to set this up briefly. What was last year's Equality Day event like?
It was amazing. It was shocking. Like I said, the majority of it was on Facebook. And really, looking back, I'm thankful for the fake Pride Parade and the negative comments, because negative attention is still attention, and it definitely woke up our town and attracted people from all over the place. So I assumed that there would probably be maybe 50 to 75 people there, and I was excited for that number. I thought that would be a great number. As a resident of the town for a long time, usually when there's any kind of demonstration marches, they're not necessarily that big. So when 400 people showed up and we had a line that went all the way down the highway from one end of town to the other, I just was blown away, and I think it was weeks later I was still in shock for the support that we received.
We're speaking with Shannon Thomas, the organizer of Wausau's Event for Equality. That was last year's. Coming up, we'll talk about plans for tomorrow's event. This is part of our month-long Out in Wisconsin series. More coming up, and we want to hear from you.
That's right. What do you think the role of these kinds of events is in your community? If you live in a community now that doesn't have a Pride event, how would you feel about having one in your town? And how do you feel about Alderman Nutting's remarks? How does your community respond to its LGBT community? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
That's 800-642-1234. We'll take your calls in just a bit after a look at the news from Wisconsin Public Radio. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett.
I'm Gene Purcell. We're continuing our conversation with Shannon Thomas, the organizer of Wausau's Event for Equality. Tomorrow marks the second year that the event is taking place.
And we'd like to hear from you. What do you think the role of Pride events is for the LGBT community, for the wider community in the cities and towns they take place in? If you live in a community that doesn't have a Pride event of some sort, how would you feel about having one there? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers now. We've got Connie on the line in Portage. Connie, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a question. I'm a straight, and I have nothing against gay people, and what she's doing I think is wonderful. But I have a question. I don't put a flag out in front of my house saying I'm straight. Don't you think by putting a flag in front of your house, you might aggravate people and make them sort of go against what you're trying to do?
Connie, thanks for the call. Shannon, your response?
Well, you know, fighting for rights and to end discrimination, no offense, but most of the time straight people aren't really discriminated against as it's a social norm. So showing that I am proud of who I am and having that in front of my house, I would rather have the attention that it brings and the positive things that come with it and have to deal with a little bit of negative attention as well.
Let's look at the idea of pride from two angles. First, how it makes people in the LGBT community feel to be out and overtly proud of it. What does that do for morale and how you feel you fit into a community?
Well, it's definitely important for people to come together, particularly in small towns where you don't really have an outlet of people that are part of the LGBT community. And coming together to support each other, to share your struggles and the fight against discrimination is incredibly important. And not only is it members of the LGBT community, though, we've had allies. We've had, you know, families that believe that this discrimination needs to end that aren't necessarily part of the community themselves, and it's wonderful to see how many people support us.
And then the second part of that I wanted to ask was, what does having that kind of overt pride, whether it's an event or the flag in your window, what does that tell the rest of the community, in your case, the local Wausau area?
It shows that I'm proud of who I am, that I'm not going to hide who I am, and that I can be a member of this community, a mother, employee, homeowner, all those wonderful things, as well as being part of the LGBT community. I'm just like everybody else, and I'm very proud of that, and I want to make sure it's shown.
You know, earlier we played a clip of an alderman in Wausau talking about the event, very opposed to having any kind of a pride event, it sounded like. Have you talked to that alderman and his supporters?
I have not. I have not had any opportunity that I've had to speak with him. He is not elected to be part of that, so I have not spoken to him.
We'll go back to our callers now. We've got Ellen on the line in Brookfield. Ellen, hi. You're on the air.
Hey there. Well, you know, I couldn't disagree more with a comment that says, you know, I'm straight and I don't understand, you know, why somebody needs to proclaim that they're gay. I'm majority rule, and I don't need to say anything. And for nothing, no reason other than being born a certain way, that somebody has to fight for the simple rights that I've had, that Liz Taylor can have after how many marriages, that my sister after three marriages has. I think that the only way anybody comes to recognize that people who live in a lesser position are living in a lesser position is for it to be put in our faces. And for anyone to have a reaction about that other than, well, I never gave that a thought, I never think about people's sex lives, you know. I just don't think about them. So for anybody to get caught up in that doesn't make sense to me. But certainly those who fight for their rights need to put that out there for others to see. Otherwise, we don't think about it. We don't think about those things that we're not aware of.
Ellen, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Ellen, disagreeing with the previous caller. Your thoughts, Shannon?
Now, I think that was beautifully stated, and I couldn't have said it better myself. I appreciate her calling and sharing those comments.
So let's look toward tomorrow's event. The controversy of last year is behind us more. What are you expecting tomorrow?
Absolutely. We are definitely growing the event. We plan to do it every year. I have a wonderful board of directors that have been supporting me. We're on the way to make it into a nonprofit organization. Tomorrow we are having the march, and we will always have the march. It will start at noon sharp from Marathon Park, and it will go to the 400 block. Then from 1 till 4 o'clock, it is the event for equality. We have different organizations and clubs that represent the fight to end discrimination of people of all gender orientations and sexual affiliations. And so we are going to have that event going on. We have a Pride headliner throughout Wisconsin, Leslie Desi, who will be performing twice. We have a few speakers. We have music. We have kids' crafts. And it will be a family fun day.
We'll go back to the phones with Dan and McQuanago. Dan, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I also kind of going back to what the previous caller was saying about the flag. I'm really hoping for a day when, you know, we don't have to be, and I hope this isn't taken the wrong way, proud, you know, to be gay or lesbian, where it's just accepted as a norm, and, you know, just normal people. And I just think what you're doing is great, and keep it up.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about what might have changed in the last year. Some big things. Public opinion polls showing support for same-sex marriage, basically a reversal of the numbers in the election on the constitutional amendment that banned same-sex marriage. And, of course, a judge's ruling overturning that ban, though that ruling is on hold for the time being. How do you see things changing in terms of public opinion, Shannon?
Well, you can't stop progress. And like the previous caller had said, the more that it's out there, the more that people draw attention, the more that people will be aware and educated, and discrimination will turn. And I pray that there will be a day where it will end. That's why these Pride events are so very important, to show that, you know, it's not just about our sex life. It's the fact that I'm denied the right to marry, that I am denied these things that really are based on personal opinion, religious beliefs, and have no place in the political system. So I feel positive. I was definitely shocked when the same-sex marriage amendment was overturned. And now that it's on hold, it's okay. I am confident that it will turn the right way again, and we will continue moving forward.
Back to our callers now with Alan on the line in Medford. Alan, hi.
Hi. I totally disagree with it. It shouldn't be crammed down our throats to the straight people, because we don't sit there and make parades up to go against them. And I'm really glad they overturned it in the court. And I'm a new listener to Wisconsin Public Radio in the last 2 weeks. This program, to me, just made it very disgusting. I think I'm going to go back to my XM radio and pay for radio where I don't have to listen to that.
Alan, sorry if we lose you as a listener, but somebody who's not happy with this event, he says, being put in the face of the straight community. Shannon.
Yes, and I'm sorry that he's not happy either. I respect his opinion, and I know that he wants to deliver a message as well. And if he chooses to come and deliver it tomorrow, I hope he does it in a peaceful way, as we will be as well.
Thanks for the call. We'll go to Ian now in northwestern Wisconsin. Ian, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks. I just wanted to say thank you for being on the air and letting everybody throughout the state know that there are gay people, not only in every part of Wisconsin, but all over the U.S. and the world as well. And I know that in the last couple of years, with more and more people in the entertainment business, in everywhere, just coming out and being open and being proud, my views on gay marriage and gay rights have evolved, and I hope that more people get the courage to come out and be proud of how they're born and who they are.
Thanks,
Thank
Ian.
You.
Shannon?
Thank you so much. I'm kind of tearing up over here, but I really appreciate you calling in and saying that. That means a lot, and every time I hear anybody say that their opinions are evolving and they're seeing it in a different way and they're starting to realize that just because you are one way doesn't mean you can't accept people for who they are. It's so moving, and I really appreciate it.
Well, on the eve, Shannon, of the Event for Equality tomorrow in Wausau, what does LGBT equality look like to you there in Wausau?
It looks beautiful. It really does. I'm so proud of our city and for everybody who comes and travels to our city. And we've had so many people approach us saying they want to start events in their town, and how do they start? And we're mentoring these grassroots organizations, and it just makes my heart full. I'm so excited, and I can't wait for tomorrow. I know it's going to be a beautiful day. Whether it rains or not, it's going to be gorgeous.
Shannon, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
That's Shannon Thomas. She's the organizer of Wausau's Event for Equality. She launched the Equality March after an alderman in her community urged Wausau to not attend or support an LGBT pride parade originally planned in the city. Again, that second Event for Equality takes place tomorrow at noon at Marathon Park in Wausau.
This conversation has been part of our month-long Out in Wisconsin series. Every Friday in June at this time, we are featuring stories from Wisconsin's LGBT community. And to listen to past interviews, go to the Central Time Facebook page. Next week, we'll be speaking with a member of the Native American Two-Spirit community.